That song is very appropriate, especially with what we want to talk about this month. We want to talk about value and the things that are valuable. And so when we consider value, we're talking about that which is has some type of importance to it, some type of significance to it. And all valuable things don't have a dollar amount to it. And so sometimes if we're not careful, what we'll do is we'll put some type of monetary value to that which is spiritual. And we have to be careful not to do that. Tonight I want us to talk about the value of having the mind of Christ. Thinking like him. And when we consider that, it made me think about who he was when he was on the earth. Christ valued the teachings of his Father. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 8 and verse number 28 that, well, he could be taught by his Father. Now, I want you to consider that. Because there are times where sometimes even the best of us don't want to be taught by anyone. And I don't care what you say or how you say it. I don't want to hear what you have to say. But Jesus always put himself in a position to be taught by his Father. John 8:28. And you look at verse 29, he always did those things that pleased him. So Jesus valued the teachings of his Father and allowed himself to be taught by him. Number two, Jesus could be humble and was humbled. Philippians 2 and verse number 8 and 9. Now, I found that very interesting because if Jesus can be taught, that means we can be taught. If Jesus was humble, that means we can be humble. Well, in 1 Peter 5 and verse number 6, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he'll exalt you. Which means that we lower ourselves. And so having the mind of Christ is so powerful because just as he was taught, we can be taught. How he was humble, we can be humble. But I like this one. As Jesus was a servant, John 13, you know, we can be servants too. Look at Galatians 5:13. In Galatians 5:13, and I appreciate Brother Brian leading that song. Him and I did not talk about what he wanted led or what he should lead. But really, won't it be wonderful there? Yes. If we can see the wonder here. The wonder of being a servant. Like Jesus. So the value of the mind of Christ in Galatians 5 and verse 13, and I was seeking this passage out, and I said, there it is. He said, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty, to freedom. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Hold on, John 13, Jesus was serving his disciples. Even Judas. Sometimes we don't want to serve those that we don't like. Or perhaps they mistreated us. But we need to learn how to see the significance, the value in having the mind of Christ. So these three areas are vital to Christian growth and development. And when we think about having the mind of Christ, friends, it's great value in that. Why? It helps us at home. It helps us in the community. It helps in our decision making. When was the last time you just consulted the wisdom of God before you made a decision? Good brother and I was talking the other day and we were talking about presumption, meaning that you're presuming that you can do something, but you haven't asked. You haven't looked up any information. You haven't received authority or permission. Well, Jesus never did that. Jesus never did anything that his Father didn't command. He didn't go outside of the authority of his Father. He never did that. Hold on, the value of the mind of Christ? It's great value in that. That's why children, I remember when I was a kid, you didn't walk outside without telling your mother and father where you was going. Why? Because they wanted to know where you were. Young people, do you value that? Do you value having the mind of Christ? What value do we personally see in having the mind of Christ? Doing it his way, thinking his way, being encouraged by his word, his will, his way. Friends, God wants us to be a people who value the mind of his son. So let me give you 10 things. 10 things, real quick, that I really believe will help us to have the mind of Christ. When we think about having the mind of Christ, it will help us to be, number one, holy and righteous. I want you to ponder that. Heard something at Arise, and I said it Sunday, I'll say it again. You can't be physically drunk and spiritually pure or sober. Can't do it. In other words, friends, we need to be a people who are really striving to be holy in all manners of lifestyle. Number two, thoughtful and mindful. Having the mind of Christ puts us in a position that I'm thinking and I'm mindful of others. Philippians 2, verses 3 and following. Respectful and caring. Having the mind of Christ helps me to be respectful and caring. Respectful of who? Of authority. My parents, my children, those who are in the church, my fellow man, having the mind of Christ. Loving and concerned. I can't just be concerned about myself, but I need to be concerned about others. Just the other day, Evelyn and I was walking out of trying to get inside of an elevator. And we had a couple individuals, three or four, and they was walking out of the elevator, so we thought, and they stood right in front of the elevator. Well, hold on, we got to walk in. But they were just standing there. And guess what happened? The door closed. We had to press the button again. You're so inconsiderate. When the door opens, walk out. Now, we're laughing, but that's where we are today. We're not even thinking about other people. We're just thinking about, well, what about me? Well, if Christ had that mentality and attitude, he wouldn't have went to the cross. As a matter of fact, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Spiritual and hopeful. Studious and discerning. Having the mind of Christ will help us to be studious and discerning. Courageous and striving. Courageous and striving. Why striving? Because when I fall, I'm going to get up. And I'm going to strive to do that which is right. And even though I think sometimes in my life I'm not going to make it, I'm going to dig down deep. And I'm going to say, I can do this. I can make it. But we have too many giving up. Too many folding and going back. Having the mind of Christ will help us to be wise and powerful, humble and strong. But lastly, saved and sure. Can I truly know that I'm saved? Yes. John would say, I write these things unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to see the value in having the mind of Christ. Do you know there's none of us that can instruct God on anything? We can't come up with anything and say, oh, God didn't think about that. No, he thought about everything, even your salvation. He thought about that. That's why he sent his son. Will you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Be willing to repent of your sins and confess Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of your sins. So God can do a magnificent and great work in your life by forgiving you of all trespasses and adding you to his son's church, and you living faithful even unto death. And he said, I'll give you the crown of life. You hear those words in the end, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. I make you ruler over many. Enter to the joys of thy Lord. You hear those words. All because, won't it be wonderful there? Friends, it will be as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.